We're doing brachos yirafam days. We're up to two dots, about 15 lines from the bottom. Tnan hatam. We have a mishnah over there. The mishnah in Tamid says, "Amalem amuneh." The kohen that's in charge told the other kohanim, "Bochu brachachat, bless one blessing." Then bilchu, and they made that blessing. Vekaroser tadibrot, and then they read the Ten Commandments. After that, they would read Shema. Then vayoyim shamoa. Then vayomer. Then ubochu tam gimel brachot. They'd bless the nation, the three blessings. They blessed with the nation the three blessings, emet v'yatziv v'avodah, and then for the service, they would make one blessing of ritzei, that blessing of Shemona Esrei, that Hashem should take favorably the service of the Jewish people, and that their prayer and service should be accepted before Him. U'birkat kohanim, then they would bless the nation, but they didn't have time to say the rest of Shemona Esrei. And they would do all of this very early. They wouldn't even, it would be before the time of Shema. And on Shabbos, they'd end one blessing for the Kohanim who were leaving. The changing of the guard was on Shabbos. My bracha achat. So what was that one blessing? We said that the one in charge told them to bless one blessing. So they would make one blessing. What was it? Kiad Rabbi Abba v'Rav Yossi b'Rabbi Iklal v'Awatra. It's like when Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi bar Abba came to that place, Ba'u minayu, they asked them, "My bracha achat, what is that blessing that the Mishnah says they blessed?" Lo hava biyadayu, they didn't know. Ve'atu sheilu l'Rav Matna, they asked Rav Matna. Lo hava biyadei, he didn't know. Atu sheilu l'Rav Yehuda, so they asked Rav Yehuda. Amar lehu, achi amar Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said to them, you know which blessing they blessed then? The blessing they blessed was Ahava Rabba, that blessing that precedes Shema. And another tradition says it was the blessing of Yotzer Or. So we discussed earlier that Ava Rabba is a version of the blessing on the Torah. If you said Ava Rabba, you don't have to make a blessing on the Torah. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said, Rav Yitzchak didn't openly disagree with them and say that the blessing was Yotzer Or, Ela Mechlale Itmar, but from something else he said, we inferred that that's what he meant. Because he said the following quote. He said, based on this Mishnah, if this Mishnah tells us that the Kohanim would bless only one blessing prior to the Shema, that indicates that the blessings are you don't need one in order to have the other. You could have one without the other. If the blessing they said was Yotzer Or, then I understand what he meant when he said the blessings, you could have one without the other. Because they said Yotzer Or without Ava Rabba. So I understand. They could have said both. So why did they say only one? Must be that Yotzer Or, the time had... Once they said Yotzer Or, so then obviously it was the time for Ava Rabba. Yotzer Or discusses the day. Ava Rabba could also be said at night. So I can understand if what they said was Yotzer Or, but they didn't say Ava Rabba, so then the time must have come. When Yotzer Or comes, then Ava Rabba is certainly the time. If you're blessing the light, then by daytime you could say both. Ava Rabba you could have said at night. So if they said Yotzer Or, I understand why he said that the blessings, you don't need one to have the other. Because here they said Yotzer Or, and they didn't say Ava Rabba. But Elai Amrit Ava Rabba Avu Amri. But if the blessing that they said then was Ava Rabba, Mai Brachot and Makvot Zodzo, then what does it mean? Maybe they said Ava Rabba because it was early at night. It was the late night, early morning. And they couldn't yet say Yotzer Or. They couldn't make the blessing over light because there wasn't yet daylight. So how would you infer that the blessings, one is not contingent on the other? So because he said that this teaches me that the blessings are not contingent one on the other, we understood that to mean that the blessing they made was Yotzer Or. The Gemara says, that's not a correct induction. Din mahay de lo amrei Yotzer Or mishum dlot mata zman Yotzer Or, v'chimata zman Yotzer Or havo amrei. That's the end of the proof. Maybe the whole reason they didn't say Yotzer Or was because it wasn't yet light. But when the light time came, they said Yotzer Or. So, again, Rav Zrika said, from this Mishnah I understand the blessings, one is not contingent on the other. So we understood that to mean that the blessing they made was Yotzer Or, and by the fact that they left out Ava Rabba, that shows me you could have one without the other. Because if the blessing they would have made was Ava Rabba, then maybe the reason they only said Ava Rabba and not Yotzer Or was because it was still too dark to say Yotzer Or. So by this inference, because he said, this teaches me that one is not contingent on the other, I infer that the one that they said is Yotzer Or. The Gemara says, V'michlala mai. So what do you care if it was by inference? It seems to be a logical inference. The Gemara says, no. The imichlala, because if it's only an inference, I could answer that that's not what he meant to say. Lolam avar abavu amrei. We'll go with the tradition we had that the blessing they made was avar abba. Vechimatas man yotzeror avu amrei. And later on, when it became daylight, they said yotzeror. So then why did he say, I can understand from here that the blessings aren't contingent on one another? Umay brachot in makvot zoetzo, seder brachot. What he meant to say is that the order of the blessing isn't critical. Not that one, you can't have one without the other. You could have one without the other, but you also don't have to have them in proper order. And so that's what he meant. You could infer both from the Mishnah. And then we stick to the tradition of Shmuel that says that when the Mishnah says that when the Kohanim entered, they would make one blessing, that was the blessing of Abba Rabba. So let's just summarize what we just saw. The Mishnah said the blessing of the Kohanim at the beginning of the day would make one blessing. We asked which blessing that was. No one had a tradition till we verified Shmuel's tradition that it was Abba Rabba. We said maybe Rav Zrika disagrees because he said Yotzer Or. We said no, he didn't overtly say Yotzer Or. He simply said, being that they made only one blessing, we could understand that the blessings aren't contingent on one another. We said, let's see. If the blessing they made was Yotzer Or, so I understand it was already daylight, and nonetheless they only made one blessing. I see that you can make one without the other. But if the blessing they made was Avar Abba, how could he infer that? Maybe it was still dark, and that's why they said Avar Abba. If he inferred that this teaches me that one doesn't, you don't need one to have the other, I understand from that they must have said Yotzer Or, which requires daylight. And the fact that they didn't make the other one teaches me they're not contingent on the other. The Gemara said that's not right. We'll go with our original tradition. Really, he also meant, they said, Avar Abba. So what did he mean? This teaches me one is not contingent on the other. He meant you could say them not only one without the other, you could also say them out of order. You're right, it was still dark. But now they were going to say them out of order, and that's also okay, and that's how we pass in La Halacha.